Up and at 'em for your Tuesday. Snow FM breakfast, 4 minutes past six. It's Simo and Jordan with you early.
And Simo, it was an exciting post day for me yesterday.
Post, as in mail.
Yes, as in, you know, the post.
That's right. I was just checking, you know, there wasn't a post, maybe some signage that really got you going yesterday.
It wasn't Post Malone either.
No.
But no, Simo, so I bought something online, which is not unusual for me, but this was a particularly useful item.
Okay.
Bought a new bed sheet.
Ooh.
For my bed.
Right on.
Bright red bed sheet arrived in the mail yesterday. I put it on the bed, slept in it last night, very comfortable.
Magic.
But, Simo, there was one issue with this red bed sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have a guess what it was?
I don't know. What was the issue? It was red.
Yeah, well
that the is... colour, for one.
Yeah, well, that is... Look, when I ordered it online, it was blue.
Okay.
So that was... That's the main issue that I'm having.
So had it been run through the wash and something went wrong, or...?
Well, something must have gone very wrong for a blue sheet to turn red. Like, I'm not an expert on washing.
Why are you ordering coloured... Like, why are they so... Why are you going so bright? Seems odd.
This is like dark blue. It's not that bright.
Okay. It just seems like...
Weird. What colour is your bed sheet at home?
Beige.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah, that's it. Colourless. Snow FM at breakfast. Let's kick it off. Temptation. It's just... Posty, Post Malone, it is Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Tuesday, 20 minutes on the way to 7.
And Simo talking the creepy crawlies.
That's right. So a huntsman spider nest has been discovered, which I wanted to discuss with you because it is actually not that common. Have a good hard look at that image there, Jordan.
Okay, so you've pulled an image up on your computer. It looks like some kind of wooden box.
Yep.
Filled with... Hang on, let me just count the amount of legs.
One, two, three, four, five.
We're going to be here for a while.
That's right.
There are hundreds of huntsman spiders all sort of clambering on top of each other. Yeah, that's undesirable.
Yeah, so regional Australia, basically there was a bit of a government initiative to put together possum housing just to increase the possum native population.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in a particular region... the possums haven't made homes of these wooden boxes, if you like.
Okay.
Instead, there have been the first kind of huntsman family... Oh, no, I guess they're like they're huntsman family. So it's the first time huntsman spiders have been seen in like a family unit.
They've got a little Christmas tree in the corner.
That's what I mean. They're all coming together for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. So that looks pretty terrifying. For some reason, I'm just imagining possum real estate agents just kind of showing potential possums around. It's like, oh, so here we have a lovely, it's got a window, you get a lovely breeze in the afternoon. Oh, and there's 100 huntsmen in it.
Yeah, so typically when you come across a huntsman, right, it's normally flying solo?
Traditionally, yes. It was a bachelor huntsman.
Bachelor huntsman. Yeah, so these ones are actually all of the same lineage, so it's like not... that they're just like randoms getting together for a house party.
Mm.
You know, mum's there, dad's there, the cousins are over, and the whole bloody lot of them. So scientists are very excited about this. Us, though, for those arachnophobics that aren't massive fans of spider, that's got to be one of the worst things that you could pull out of a box, I reckon.
Well, look, scientists are very thrilled with this, and I'm thrilled for them for being thrilled. But, yeah, they can sort of stay over there.
And you would do the responsible thing. Let's say, for instance, you go home this afternoon, you open up a drawer in your house, and instead of, like, your socks and your underwear, I assume you keep those in the top drawer?
Okay, this is not where I thought this talk break was going. No, if you must know, they're in the cupboard.
Oh, okay, right. So what's in your top drawer?
I don't have a top drawer.
Let's just say, for instance, you did. You pull out a whole bunch of spiders. Are you doing the responsible thing and calling the scientists, or are you fumigating your house?
I'm getting a stick of dynamite.
Just blowing the... Don't you rent?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel my landlords will feel that that was the appropriate reaction.
Actually, probably throw you a couple of dollars just to reimburse you for the dynamite.
Say thank you for that.
Simo and Jordan this morning. Dua Lipa, new rules this morning, Snow FM and breakfast. 5 minutes on the way to seven, it's Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, the Miss Universe 2019 pageant happened overnight.
I didn't realise it was still a thing.
Oh,
nor...
sure.
No, I had no clue.
Sure, I can tell when you're lying.
Yeah. No, I had no clue.
Really? You don't sound confident there.
Oh, don't I?
No. Yeah. Your voice has got all high.
Yeah, well.
Oh, don't I?
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, you see, now that's just even creepier. Simo, not that I have to tell you, because I'm sure you already know, but Miss South Africa took out the crown of Miss Universe.
How many countries are involved?
Oh, like 90?
Oh, wow.
Something like that is a lot.
Okay.
But that's not the reason that I wanted to bring it up. I wanted to bring it up because of the host, Steve Harvey. Now, if you don't know who Steve Harvey is, you would have seen him on TV. He's an American game show host, comedian. I think he's done a bit of radio as well.
He's got a moustache.
He was Family Feud.
That's right.
That's kind of big show over in the States. I'm sure you would have seen videos of it.
Mm.
He hosted the Miss Universe pageant back in 2015. And look, safe to say, not all went according to plan.
Colombia! I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
There he goes. He's built the drama there, though.
Yeah, so he made a bit of an error. He said big, time to announce the winner of the 2015 Miss Universe and said, it's Colombia, and then realised it's not.
Hmm.
There was a fair bit of screaming in that video that we've had to edit out.
Yeah, there was more in there.
I think that video went for about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But that was all that Steve said.
For three
the
words.
The rest was just screaming.
Hmm.
I think something similar happened in an Australian fashion show or something.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Mate, no,
like,
not
Australia's
a clue.
Next Top Model or something.
Okay.
A similar thing. They announced the wrong winner.
Maybe it's like a thing. Maybe it's... Is this what they do to build drama?
Or
to see some more emotions from the contestants?
Well, maybe it is. Because...
That was the first time I'd seen that just now.
Oh, come on, sure.
And who was it? Columbia... She's obviously got the win. She's absolutely...
Well, she thinks she's got the win.
Yeah, well, that's what... She's got the win to begin with.
Well, to be fair, the host has said, you've got the win.
Yeah.
So I understand why she thinks she's got the win.
So she's loving it. She's got a big smile on her face. Mm. And then it's interesting, the lighting design as well in these shows, because all of a sudden, all of the other contestants are just in darkness.
I know, at the back of the stage, they're just irrelevant.
And so... He says the wrong contestant win. Mm. Then all of a sudden, they're all back in it. The lighting guy doesn't know what to do. Half of them are still standing in darkness.
Mm.
And then he announces the real winner. And then it's like, oh, a winner has now been shattered. She's had victory snatched. What is it? You've had...
Victory snatched from the jaws of defeat.
That's...
By the other way around.
The other way around.
Defeat snatched from the jaws of victory.
That's the one, yeah. So she's had that happen to her. And the other one has all of a sudden gone through... It's just an emotional whirlwind. So I'm starting to think... Maybe they do it on purpose.
Well, you know, the worst part of that one back in 2015 is that they got a little tiara and, like, flowers and all this sort of stuff that they put on the winner.
Yeah.
So they kind of, your winner's Miss Columbia, the tiara and the crown comes out, they put it on, here's the flowers.
Yeah.
She's kind of walking, and then all of a sudden there's someone's job that has to come and take the tiara, the crown off, and give it to someone else.
Yeah.
But no, Simo, the reason we bring up all of this is because, yes, the Miss Universe pageant happened again overnight, and the host, Steve Harvey, made another little error.
Okay, what's happened?
Now, this one, it wasn't as bad as announcing the wrong winner, but he did get a couple of the contestants confused.
Right.
He kind of welcomed to the stage, welcome, Miss Philippines! And Miss Philippines grabbed the microphone off him and said, I'm not from the Philippines, I'm from Malaysia.
Okay.
Now, this one, it just seems to be the teleprompter guy was wrong. That's what Steve Harvey's blamed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can, you know, just reading the lines off the teleprompter, and it looks just to be a genuine mistake, not Steve's fault.
Hmm.
But here's my point.
Right.
This has happened twice now.
Yeah.
Steve, like, you're brilliant on, like, Family Feud and all the other stuff. Maybe hosting the Miss Universe pageant isn't for you.
No, I reckon get him back.
Really?
Yeah, because third time's a charm.
What could possibly go wrong next year? Actually, yeah, no, that's a good point. Let's get him back.
Get him back because it makes good viewing.
Get him to host everything.
Well, you won't know what's going on, but...
Exactly!
Neon Trees, Used to Like, Snow FM at breakfast, 25 past 7, Simo and Jordan Righty with you now. We are talking the flighted, well, not the kind of semi-flighted turkeys. Can they fly?
That is a very good question.
Because I know peacocks sometimes do, sometimes don't. They can't exactly get really skyward.
I mean, that kind of just sounds like, well, peacocks can fly, provided gravity is very much helping them.
It's like they have like a certain level because they're pretty big birds.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I haven't studied the flight of various birds.
Flight of a peacock?
But no, turkeys, No, I don't think turkeys can. No, they would. No, surely they can't.
The amount that we
chickens
know,
can't. The amount. Can chickens fly? Actually, no, they can't. Because that's the whole premise of that movie, Chicken Run. They can only fly if they build themselves an aeroplane.
Well, the reason we're talking birds is because Christmas is coming, so lots of people do. Maybe they'll have chicken for dinner. They'll have maybe, I don't know, you can't eat peacock, but lots of people do turkey, right?
You can't eat peacock.
I assume.
Though last time, I can't remember browsing the supermarket. And there's, you know, the chicken, the turkey, the steak, the pork, the peacock, the fish. I don't remember seeing it there.
It's just, you see what you want to see, Jordan. It's probably there.
Oh, well, it's somewhere just hidden behind.
That's right.
Hidden behind the beef is the peacock.
Selective sight. The reason I want to just discuss turkeys is because they're invading Sydney suburbs and surrounding New South Wales towns for whatever reason.
Are they looking for some peacock to eat?
I don't know. The brush turkeys are breaking into Sydney homes and surrounding New South Wales towns and romancing backyard chickens.
So are they... breaking in with like a rose in between their teeth and like some chocolates and like some other turkey playing the violin in a suit?
Seducing the backyard chickens.
Interesting.
They also are kind of straying along places where they probably shouldn't.
Well, I mean, arguably the backyards of people's houses to try and get to know their pet chickens is somewhere they shouldn't.
Reports are spreading of them hopping into people's backyards, mating with their pet chickens, while others also have strayed too close to some tiger enclosures nearby Taronga Zoo there in Sydney.
Yeah, that's one mistake you really don't want to make.
Fatal mistake there from
the zoo. So now what's over this fence? Is it a tiger or a chicken? I'll just find out when I'm there.
Dear. I grew up with chickens, I'll have you know. Chickens.
I grew up with tigers.
Worrying if
and I would
did.
Have grown up with peacocks, but the tiger ate them all.
Apparently, they're trying to work out where they're all coming from.
What, tigers?
No, these turkeys.
Oh, turkeys.
And apparently, there's even been reports made to newspaper outlets that, well, these turkeys have even been seen crossing the harbour bridge in the middle of the day.
Well, maybe it's like, because they know what time of year it is, right. So maybe they're kind of concerned that, you know, traditionally people do have turkey for Christmas. Maybe they're just trying to escape so they don't, you know, just... The turkeys dressing up as peacocks going, no, I'm not a turkey. I'm a peacock, gobble, gobble, etc.
So you reckon it's like a bit of an escape?
Yeah, you could just nick a couple of feathers, put them on the back. Look at me, I'm a peacock. You can't eat me unless you're a tiger.
Yeah, unless you stumble upon what are the chances? Like, you've escaped the clutches of humanity around Christmas time, only to fall foul.
But I'm...
Sorry.
Is that the whole reason that we're doing this story? Just because you wanted to
only
make
to
joke?
Fall foul.
Don't say it again.
Of a tiger enclosure.
Yeah, it's not definitely not a good day at the office.
Troy Sivan, my Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you. 18 minutes on the way to 8 and 14 days to Christmas? Something like that?
Something like that, yeah. I think we're 14, 15 days away.
Not that I'm counting. But the relationships, lots of people getting into them and out of them on the way into Christmas, apparently.
Okay.
So are you someone that, I guess, would you feel, are you one of these guilty people that, I guess they're... You're not going to help me out with this one.
I'm really not. I'm just watching you dig a hole and dig it even deeper.
In Christmas, there are people that apparently, right, done a bit of reading, that will look to get into a relationship around Christmas time because they're feeling the joy and they don't want to spend Christmas by themselves.
Okay.
Fair?
Yes. So far, I agree with that statement.
Okay, good.
If we finish this now and play the next song, we will be in agreement.
Okay, good.
What you say next, I may agree with it, but considering I don't know what it is,
that's all right.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
I'm glad we got that one across.
All right.
Because that was going to be disastrous.
So far, so good.
Okay, so there is a...
No, you're wrong about that.
There is a couple that have... obviously done the Christmas gifting for each other, right? Fitbits. You familiar with them?
Sort of. They're like watches, but for healthy people.
Okay, right. So they're a fresh couple. Now, that gift for me, an electronic device ranging in the, excess of $500, it's a bit early.
Look, not going to lie, I haven't looked how much Fitbits retail for.
I think, I feel like the threshold there, in a fresh relationship, you shouldn't be buying gifts that are at an exorbitant amount, would you say?
Well, yeah, I mean, it can be, it can come off as sort of looking a bit desperate.
Yeah, a bit keen.
Yeah, a bit overly too keen if you get a very expensive present.
Well, her name is Jane. She bought a couple of Fitbits for both her and her partner in order
Sorry, when you said a couple, I'm like, she got multiple partners?
No, so...
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works.
For her and her fresh other half on the lead up to Christmas in order to keep each other motivated.
I see.
All right.
Also, any gifts that have anything to do with fitness could very much backfire.
Yeah.
Not, and have nothing to do with the monetary value.
Now, it's interesting that you bring up the word backfire. Now, this has backfired spectacularly.
I see.
Fresh relationship. Still, you've gone an exorbitant price on the way into Christmas for a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's also fitness orientated in order to motivate each other.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're already spotting a bit of an issue.
Yes.
In that it could lead to a bit of tension. Some person, you know, one of them working out and the other one not
eating
working
chocolate.
Out. Yeah. All right.
Can I just ask, and maybe I'm going kind of a couple of steps ahead.
Yes.
But can I just ask, did she keep the receipt?
I don't know. It's not here, but I think she hopes that she kept the receipt now. Because basically the reason it backfired is they linked their Fitbit so they could both track each other's progress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, throughout the day so they could see kind of, you know, their heart rate and, you know, follow along with their gym motivation.
Interesting. I didn't realize you can sort of track people. Does it show, like, where they are in the world or...?
That is worrying, but I imagine it's probably the way things are going now. But what ended up happening was that she noticed he was getting particularly motivated around 4 o'clock in the morning.
I see.
So,
well, you know, 4 o'clock is the best time to go for a run.
Yeah, absolutely.
The weather's it's nice and cool. There's no one around.
That's right. If you don't want to be seen sweating it up, then you do it in the dark.
Quick run before, quick kind of marathon run before work. If you start work at 9, that gives you 5 hours to get a nice run in.
Yeah.
And then head to work and just be completely exhausted for your day's work.
The problem is that she noticed that he was getting particularly motivated around 4 a.m. and they were minute marathons, Jordan. They weren't... going for a long period of time.
Well, minute. Yeah, if I was running a marathon, I'd probably only last about a minute. So, you know.
So
4 a.m. to 4:01, best time to run a marathon.
Naturally, that relationship didn't last all the way to Christmas, according to this report. And it's been retweeted and shared over, I think, what do we hit? Just over a million times that this story's been recounted.
Oh, so why did they break up? Did she not get invited to the 4 a.m. marathons?
I think, yeah, that was the main issue.
Yeah, I could see that being the main issue.
Sticky Fingers, Outcast, at last on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you right before your 8 o'clock news, sport and weather.
And Simo, it is officially time for this.
Can I bring my
horse?
Bring my
horse.
Can I bring my... Can I bring my
horse?
Bring my
horse.
Can I bring my...
Yes, Simo, can I bring my horse? Very simple game where I phone up random businesses and ask whether or not I can bring a horse along. Just for the record, I don't own a horse. So if they say yes, I kind of panic. But yes. So this is leading into Christmas. Lots of people travelling around on aeroplanes. But we did planes last week.
That's right. Yeah, you called an airline. I feel like if you play them that intro, you'd be half a chance.
I don't.
Definitely not.
So we did aeroplanes last week. But what's the other thing you need when you're travelling? Somewhere to stay.
Oh, well
done. So this week, thought I'd ring a hotel and find out what would happen if I could bring my horse along. But not just any hotel, because I kind of looked at like a budget hotel.
Okay.
But I thought, no, I found the fanciest, most expensive, most exclusive, poshest hotel in Melbourne that was like $1,000 a night for a room or something like that.
Wow.
And asked them whether or not I could bring my horse along.
So, silver service... only the best for your imaginary horse.
Exactly.
Thank you for calling. How may I assist?
Yeah, hi. I was looking at booking a room. I just had a quick question before I did. I had a look on the website. I could find the answer. I was hoping you could help me out. What is your guys' policy on bringing pets along? Because, I was looking at bringing my pet horse. Oh, hello, are you there?
I'll transfer to reservations. One moment.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. How may I assist you?
Oh, hello. I was just looking at booking a bit of a stay in January, but just before I do, I had a question. I've been looking through your website. I can't find the answer. I was hoping you'd be able to help me out.
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
I was just wondering, what's your policy on pets and bringing pets along?
We are not. Sorry that you can find it on the website, sir, but we are not allowed to. We can't allow for any pets in the room.
Oh, so no pets at all.
No pets at all.
Does it matter what animal it is? Because I was wanting to come down and I was wanting to bring my horse.
Sir, absolutely not.
Okay. No, that's all right. Okay.
I'm not sure how you. I'm not sure why you would think you can fit a horse in a guest room.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep. So, yeah, I guess that's a no.
Oh, wow. She gave you a bit of sass there as well.
I know.
Where's the Christmas spirit?
Obviously not that hotel.
That's right. There's no room in the inn for you, Jordan.
So another week unsuccessful.
I feel bad for you.
Wanting to bring my imaginary horse along.
Yeah.
Don't bring your horse to a 5-star, really exclusive, expensive hotel.
I know, right? They've missed out on your money, so they're lost.
I mean, no, because I wasn't actually going to book a room. The prices were quite expensive, way beyond my budget.
Look, if it's going to cost you that much, you might as well be allowed to bring your imaginary horse.
Exactly.
And, well, can I hear this intro again?
Can I bring my horse?
Bring my horse.
Can I bring my... Can I bring my
horse?
Bring my
horse.
Can I bring my...
You've outdone yourself there, Jordan.
Thank you.
Anything.
Fresh Aussie music. Thomas Heaton, Clean Me Up, Snow FM Breakfast this morning. 21 minutes on the way to 9 and we're exploring the mermaid community.
Yeah, Simo, this may be the weirdest thing you've ever said on this show.
That I've brought to the table.
The mermaid community. Have you been watching cartoons again?
No, this is all legit. So I saw this reported during the week.
I see.
Around 7,000 students have gone through clinics of recent times to become mermaids.
Right.
And there is also Mermaid Academy in Australia that you can participate in.
I see.
And the reason it's making headlines is because they finally have their very first merman.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, I feel... So just before we get into the merman situation...
Yeah.
Can I just address one of... What is, I feel, the biggest elephant in the room?
Which is what?
Mermaids.
Yeah.
So we're talking about these half-human from the waist up. It's perfectly human.
That's right.
And from the waist down, it's sort of like a fish with a tail that swims. Are we talking about the same things?
That's correct.
Or is there some other meaning for the word mermaid that I'm unaware of?
Mermaid. The origin of mermaid mythology has been traced as far back as 1000 BC. Now found around the world, professional mermaids, or merfolk, as they like to be referred to.
Oh, that's something cool to put on your tax return.
First emerged around 2004, so they've been at it for a little while. They're back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
There is a catch, though. Australia's mermaid scene is thriving, but a custom-made silicone tail can cost up to $3,500.
Oh, so they're not real mermaids. That's they've great. Just got a silicone tail.
That's right.
How much did it cost?
$3,500.
Ouch.
So they're performers in the water.
Gotcha.
And all across the coasts of Australia, 7,000 students have gone through these clinics.
Yeah.
Mermaid Academy as well is a thing, but... So far, according to my research, none in Lake Jindabyne just yet.
Oh, well, I mean, there could be one. We don't know. It could be the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, it's funny you say that.
Yeah?
Because I think we can champion the very first mermaid in Lake Jindabyne.
I don't like how you're looking at me.
Okay, so they've recently had their first merman.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking there's no better way to launch a new mermaid colony in Lake Jindabyne than for Jordan... to be the very first merman in the Snowies.
Look, okay, I've got a couple of issues. Stop laughing so much. God, look at you, you can't even talk.
Sorry, you got an issue?
Do you have a spare $3,000 for one of these tail things?
Look, if I do, will you say yes?
Well, you don't.
No, I do.
So it's fine.
Yeah, well, you say that. It is Christmas.
Yeah.
And I am in the gift-giving mood if it means that we have a newly established mermaid colony on Lake Jindabyne.
Yeah, but Timmy, you don't have $3,000, so it's fine.
Well.
Also, can you even swim? Like, all these people, you say 7,000 people did mermaid training school.
That's right.
Are you going to also put me through the mermaid training school so I know how to operate one of these things? Or are you just going to get a boat and just throw me in and say, off you go, and then just watch as I slowly sink to the bottom?
You've brought up some brilliant points.
Thank you.
They are all legitimate and valid.
And I've got many more to come.
Okay, so what I've done is I've contacted someone from Mermaid Academy, okay?
Oh, you're going to speak to an actual mermaid?
Yeah, next. And I'm going to see if potentially, hopefully, I actually wrote them an email on your behalf And hopefully they might actually be able to sponsor you because they're obviously they're a booming kind of colony, if you like, the mermaid community. So they might actually support you in your endeavour to become the first merman in the Snowies.
And I will go and talk to the police about you using my name without my consent on an email.
Come on, man. Fair game. Niall Horan, we've got a real mermaid on the show next. We should take this. Niall Horan, Slow Hands this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Yeah, and Simo, I've never seen you more excited about any guest we've ever had on the show.
I'm just passionate about you getting out there in the outdoors. I'm helping you out with your fitness and, you know, I'm also, you know, helping you get out there in the community and giving the Snowies something that they've never had before.
A mermaid.
That's right, mermaid colony. So what I thought was, well, I found an article where there's a mermaid academy. Mm-hmm. I got in touch, didn't get the head honcho, unfortunately got palmed off. But to someone who's been in the mermaid game for a little while, her name is Starlet. All I have is a first name. Mm. Good morning, Starlet. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, going sensationally well.
Now, Starlet, you are an actual mermaid. Is that correct?
I am. Fully qualified, real-life mermaid.
Wow.
Do you have, like, you know how you got a driver's license? Do you have, like, a mermaid license and you have a little picture of you in the corner?
I do, actually. And it's a diving qualification, basically, but you just get to wear a really beautiful, tight tail.
That's pretty cool.
Now, Simo seems a bit overly enthusiastic to get me in the water in one of these tails.
Yeah.
He has completely ignored the fact that they are quite pricey.
Yeah.
Like I think about $3,000 or something like that.
Mm.
How does it all work? Do you have to like a different swimming technique when you're wearing the tail?
Well, yeah, you have to sign up and you do a course and they teach you how to swim in the tails and obviously breathing. You can't breathe underwater, but you have to learn how to hold your breath. You can rent some, but I think it's better to get one personalised because obviously if you get one that's too loose or something, the water's going to fill up your tail and you're going to sink. So,
which is undesirable.
Yeah.
So, Starlet, how long have you been a performing mermaid, can I ask?
Almost a year now.
Okay,
so it feels like a long time, but I've always been underwater and I always just loved it. So I thought, you know what? I want to be a mermaid for real. And so I just went ahead and did it, and it's the best thing I've ever done. Why do you want to become a mermaid, Jordan? Why don't you want to? Like, it's amazing.
Well, I mean, I'll take your word for it. I mean, again, the price issue is one that immediately springs to mind.
Is there also, I've got a question, Starlet. Is there an issue in regards to fresh or salt water? Because you mentioned that you are an ocean mermaid. Now, the colony that Jordan wants to start here in the Snowies.
Do you not want to start a colony of mermaids?
Lake Jindabyne is, from what I've heard, is not salt water. Is there an issue there?
Well, obviously salt makes you, like, float a bit more.
Okay.
So it's, I guess, sometimes a little bit harder to swim and stay underwater, but I don't really swim in lakes.
Okay.
I'm guessing you'd be able to stay underwater easily.
Is there a bit
and
of
more
is there
people,
a bit of,
I guess.
Is there wear and tear considering like salt? So it'd actually be more beneficial in the fresh water, I feel, for Jordan. So his tail, he's worried about the price. It will actually
No, the tails they come at that price for a reason. They are built for any sort of water.
All right, brilliant. How do you feel, Jordan? You ready to take another step? What should I say? Splash?
Another splash. Oh, look, not quite. You've still got a couple more questions. So what does so you said the training, they teach you how long to hold your breath. How long can you hold your breath underwater for?
About nearly 3 minutes, and that's a long time.
Yeah.
But that's like my record. Most days, maybe a minute or so. But it's like a deep diving course. You just learn to relax and sink into the water and just be part of the water, really.
Well, Simo, I don't know if you know this about me, but I can actually already hold my breath for 3 minutes and 1 second.
This is perfect.
So, Starlet, do you want to be challenged?
No. You know, you would make a perfect mermaid.
I can't. I made that
this
up.
This is all going really well. So, Starlet, what I'll do is I'll drop you a couple more emails. I've already done that on Jordan's behalf during the week. We'll see if we can get this set up, but I just want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're more than welcome. I hope to see you soon, Jordan. I'll see you underwater.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
No worries.
Calvin Harris, Feels Now. And how are you feeling about the the situation? You ready to become a fully fledged merman of the snowies?
Look, I'll give it a go, but I'm not promising that I will be good in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. I'd also like to take this opportunity. Are you still there, Starlet?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank one of my best mates, Dee, for joining us on the show this morning.
I knew it!